Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. From one woe to another, Nigeria has been on a roller coaster from dwindling economy to increased cost of living to insecurity. It's safe to say that the country is experiencing its fair share of downtime. In the midst of this, the former president of the nation, Muhammadu Buhari, has said, and I quote, "Nigeria is so complex. Really, there isn't much anybody can do." Now, Buhari said Nigeria is a hard nut to crack, enjoining the citizens to endure the economic hardship in the country and support the policies and programs of the current administration. Is Nigeria really a hard nut to crack when it comes to the economy? I put this question to an economic analyst. Let's hear what he has to say.
No, actually, what the past president said, he's now a Nigerian and he has the right to say his voice out, as everybody is saying. But actually, what we have in Nigeria, or the situation we are in Nigeria currently, we need to have much more interventions. When I say this, there are a lot of things that are happening in Nigeria right now that we need government action, serious action. Talk less for him to say that we not much to be done now. We have a lot of issues. We have a lot of things. I said we have too much insecurity, too much inflation, and instability of exchange rates. The economy where we have low shortage of electricity. Even we can even say no electricity, no any single refinery that is operating at full capacity, and no with higher rate of unemployment. This is a serious issue. So a country that has these characteristics or has these problems, there are a lot of needs, there are a lot of things that we really want from government.
So at this point, we have seen that the government have come out to, you know, remove several policies to help make the lives of Nigerians better. Mm. But at this point, do you think these policies are working, and what can be done to salvage our economy in Nigeria at this point?
Majority of these policies are not working. We have not seen it up to now because they are not working. A lot of things, for example, removal of subsidy. Who is going to benefit from the removal? It's a policy, new policy by the Mr. President. But based on this policy introduced by Mr. President, we're expecting the policy to touch the common man, to the betterment of people of Nigerians. But unfortunately, the policy has just introduced hardship. Then we have this issue of exchange rate. Government refuses to have a fixed standing exchange rate. Always is fluctuating. Government increase or decrease. We are supposed to strengthen our currency. Because we have importing economy.
Oh.
Importing economy. So we're supposed to hold our currency at a special value so that we can get advantage from it.
All right.
That will also help to reduce this hardship. And also we have issue like unemployment. What government will do to reduce this level of unemployment? They should introduce several schemes that will empower the youth to embark into small and medium enterprises, businesses. They should also open government industries. They should also invite investors to come and invest. Although there is no security, I know foreign investors will not come and invest their money because there is no security.
All right.
In the country.
That was Dr. Nuruddin Miko, an economic analyst, speaking. Security, they say, is the responsibility of the government. Is there really not much that can be done to tackle insecurity? A security analyst educates us.
Dr. Huza Gizu, Security, Intelligence and Investigation Expert, Managing Director, Eagles Integrated Security and Logistics Company. That is not true, because I don't think Mr. President is able to examine the true situation on ground. But the reality, he hasn't been able to examine the situation as it is. He left the country in the chaos, and he made the country ungovernable, and that most of the issues and challenges we're dealing in the country are caused by his administration. And he has not really done, as expected, even 10% of what is expected in terms of managing security and other social vices that the President Bola Ahmed Tinubu inherited. So looking at this, we cannot say that there is no much to be done. There are a lot of things to be done and must be done for peace and unity and progress and development of the country to have emerged.
Okay, before we go to the what could be done, is it true that Nigeria is really complex when it comes to insecurity?
Well, the answer is no. Nigeria is not complex when it comes to insecurity. It is only being considered as a complex because we are our inability to deal with corruption, inability to manage corruption, inability to understand and examine and conduct real root cause analysis and deal with it decisively. If at all we have done something in respect to managing corruption and dealing with corruption, we wouldn't have even been talking about the present challenges that we are having.
All right.
So that's the reality, and that is the truth.
All right,
now but the issue of saying that the security in the country is complex, I quite disagree with that.
All right.
Because none of the administration, the Buhari administration, have not really examined what is the security challenges, what are the root causes, and have not really done much. In fact, they squandered and wasted a lot of money in terms of how to manage the security. Because I keep saying that 30% to 35% of the overhead cost of what they have spent on security for 1 year out of his 8 years, if I'm given, and if I have a design that I can design, if it is used judiciously, the issue of insecurity could have been a story to be told.
All right, so at this moment, we know where we are. Kidnappings are still happening. Banditries and bandits are still having a field day. What can be done to, you know, give a breather to Nigerians? You know, nobody's looking for rocket science magic that is instant. But what can be done to give hope to Nigerians in terms of security?
Well, the first and foremost is to have the leaders who could fear Almighty God. The fear of God, that's the key. Because if we can have the fear of God in our mindset, and our leaders could have that at the back of their mind and in their activity and in their mission and vision, that is one. Secondly, we must have identified who do we give responsibility and authority, and why has he or she or why have they failed to deliver as expected. So if we cannot find answers to this, then we have to go back to drawing board to understand the situation and then sanction or discipline those who are given responsibility and authority and sanction them for not doing what they could have done. Because if they have been doing what they're supposed to have done, we wouldn't have found ourselves where we are.
That was Dr. Yahuza Getu, a security analyst, speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're asking if really not much can be done to salvage Nigeria. Before we went on break, we had a chat with a security analyst who told us what could be done to fix the insecurity in the country. We also had a chat with an economic analyst who told us ways at which the economy could be grown. Nigeria, as diverse as it may be, has people of different beliefs, culture and traditions, but they've all found a way to live together as one. Is Nigeria that difficult to rule? Is it the government or the people? Well, I had a long conversation with the public affairs analyst. Let's take a listen.
My name is Mohammed Abubakar Hussein. I am a professor of urban and regional planning at the Modibo Adama University, Yola.
Is it okay to refer to you as a public affairs analyst?
Oh, yes. And I'm a public commentator on general affairs, yes. On the contrary, it has not. Because when there are many people and when there is no cohesion between the people, people are usually easy to manipulate. And so that is not a problem. On the other hand, at the level of personal intercourse between different ethnicities, you will notice that there is harmony. There is not the kind of rivalry that you see between political leaders. Political leaders are on course. Okay, they tend to fight each other for benefits, and they tend to create anxiety within their own communities, creating tension. Sometimes the tension leading to ethnic warfare, ethnic fighting, and what have you. But in general, the people without that particular tension generated by politicians or leaders, the people are all right living together with each other. My carpenter will not be from my ethnic group. I am a teacher, and several teachers are not, several people are not taught by people from their ethnic group. In the market, we can buy tomato from people we don't know, of whom we don't even know their ethnic groups. So that is it. The tension that you see, the fighting that you see, these are things that are created by politicians most of the time.
Okay, so I'm glad you said that. Now, today I was having conversations with some people in a public vehicle, and they also blamed Nigerians. That sometimes we blame the politicians, but Nigerians are also part of the problem because we allow greed and, greed to take play. But do you think this would exist if we had a nation that was working?
Actually, the conflict that you see is a resource conflict. And I believe that Nigeria used to be happier at the time when Nigeria was prosperous. Let us say from the 50s up to the 70s and early 80s. Because the country was prosperous, people had things to do, jobs to do, security was not an issue because anybody who wants to make it can make it. And a lot of people in the society are rather happy to maintain their own vocation. And a little money goes a long way. Even the people that we call poor are much more poor in terms rather than sharp inequality between groups.
All right. So at this point now, the former president came out to say there's not much that can be done to salvage the things that are happening in Nigeria. Now, the question I have regarding this statement is it the people that has a problem in terms of, because he said Nigerians too, Nigeria is a hard nut to crack. So is it the people that are the problem or is the kind of leaders we have that is a problem? As a public affairs analyst, what's your thought on that?
Yeah. Many people tend to push the blame on the people so that the blame will be shared. But when the blame is shared, the fault is not shared. Okay, the fault is now diverted from those who are actually committing those crimes. If you say it is a crime like corruption, like other improprieties and malpractices in society, okay, it benefits people to say that this thing is everybody. You yourself who have not done it, you will also do it if you are in that position. That is the kind of rhetoric they say. But they say it just to put a mask on people not to understand the nature of the real culprits. I don't agree. I don't agree that Nigerians are at fault for what happened to them. I believe that it is what is happening to us reflects the character of the leadership that we have.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. So I'll ask the questions. I have one last question for English, which is the one you just asked now for Hausa. He came out to say that not much can be done to salvage Nigeria at this point. As a public affairs analyst, do you agree with that?
It is not true that not much can be done. The people who say this, and if you are someone who is in power who said this, then you are supposed to step down because there are many of us who can do it. It's only that we do not get the opportunity because we don't have the money to enter politics. Otherwise, we know how to govern, and we know how we can govern with justice, with efficiency of our deployment and efficient usage of the resources, etc., etc. We know how to have the patience, okay, to take money, okay, and to talk to people, to tell them the truth, to create transparency, okay, in such a way that the country can be ruled. There is no individual space in this country that is not under somebody's governance.
All right.
Yeah. So what it means is that the collective concerted action of all those people together, if you put it together as a unit, you will see that people who are conscious and people with conscience and who are concerned with the country can actually govern the country. And the moment the masses, okay, I don't like using the word masses because it's too amorphous, but they are amorphous. But the moment the citizens of the country see you practicing something that is good, they will know it, and then they will become and then the way you will govern is going to be very easy because they will give you all the cooperation to do it.
That was Professor Mohammed Hussein, a public affairs analyst, speaking. Well, God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lydia Nogazi. Bye for now.